It's time for our Youth Expression Showcase, and you picked a good day to tune in for it because we have a very talented pianist. You'll get to know her more this hour, as I will. Her name is Cece Tang. She is from North Allegheny Intermediate High School. She's going to share three selections with us, and here is the first. The Saturday Light Brigade, and welcome. It's nice to have you here. And it's Cece Tang.
Mm-hmm.
And Cece. And what year are you in at North Allegheny?
Well, I'll be going into junior year, so instead of the intermediate high school, it'll be the senior high school.
Yeah, you've advanced. Yes. North Allegheny is a large district and a pretty innovative one, too, and they have an intermediate school for 9th and 10th grade, and then a senior high school for 11th and 12th grade. And just mental note, if you ever have to go to North Allegheny High School, make sure they tell you if it's intermediate or senior, because I've made that mistake in both directions, not realizing that they're two. What was the piece called that you just played?
Well, it's a Spanish dance. It's all in Spanish, so I'll just rather not say that because I'll butcher it. But it's the second movement. There's a lovely story behind it, but I feel like it was a nice selection after you gave your, you know.
Oh, thank you. That was that was kind of you. And I had mentioned off the air, Mary Pam would love, hearing you play in, or I didn't mention that, but I was thinking that, you know, these are the kinds of segments she always loved so much. So when did you begin to play piano?
Well, I started lessons when I was 5 and a half, which was 11 years ago.
And was that with a parent or an outside teacher?
Well, when I was little, I lived in China with my grandparents. My grandpa is very talented in music, so he taught me the notes, basically taught me little songs, little pieces, you know, to play. And when I came to America, I wanted to continue learning piano, so my parents actually got me teachers. It ranged from student teachers to actual really professional teachers, and by now I had 7 wonderful teachers.
Wow. How old were you when you came to the United States?
I was 4 and a half.
Do you remember that pretty well?
You mean China?
Well, or? Coming over. Around that age, sometimes you can remember things really clearly and some things are hard to remember.
I remember, you know, pictures in my memory, but not too much. I just remember coming here and not being able to understand anybody. So music was one thing that I can communicate with.
Yeah, that's interesting because suddenly you're in a different place. I'm thinking maybe not much English. I mean, your language skills are still developing at that age.
No English at all.
And music is able to speak universally. Yeah. What kinds of things do you like to do in addition to piano playing?
Now? I actually stopped lessons 3 or 4 months ago, and I actually had a fear of touching piano for a couple months. So I just actually started to warm myself back up before coming to this program because I realized that coming to this program can actually, I can tell kids to follow their dreams and don't do what I do and do not be, a coward, have courage, follow your dreams. But other than piano, things related to music, I like composition. I actually write my own pieces sometimes, if I have time, of course. And I like to rearrange modern pop music, especially Chinese or Korean pop. I am in the North Allegheny debate team. That's very interesting. I also joined the Latin Club, and right now I am volunteering in 3 different hospitals doing research in a research lab, and I just came back from a medical program in Washington, D.C.
Wow. Interesting, Lee. We were talking about Latin just a few minutes ago, and also we were talking about debating earlier today, too. Tell me about the medical research in Pittsburgh. The generalities of it, I don't want to disclose anything confidential, but is it related to a particular illness or part of the body? Or?
I work in a molecular biomolecular lab. We do some research with cancer cells, and we work a lot with bacteria, E. coli. We culture them and basically try to put in different vectors and plasmids, trying to change up the DNA just to see how they would do in different types of cancer cells. That's the research lab. And for volunteering in the hospitals, I just go to different hospitals just to see what each hospital is like and how volunteering at different floors, like delivery floor, an inpatient floor or outpatient floor, how a heart service floor, how that's different. So when I go to medical school, I know what which way I want to go.
Your face just lit up when you started to talk about the experience in hospitals as well as in the medical lab, and this sounds like something that. Do you like, clearly you like medicine or you mm-hmm. wouldn't be going there, but it sounds like you have a love of biology and life science.
I learned a lot of stuff. I enjoyed a lot of stuff. Going to these hospitals and seeing all these patients, some of them suffering, I realized that, music is also something that I can speak with them too because sometimes they won't listen to our words. We would try to talk to them very kindly, but they just can't take it in. They've been through so much, but putting on a song that they love or just, singing them a song, my singing is horrible just to say that, but it lightens up their day. It gets them more than, trying to explain why they're having this kind of trouble. So, sometimes I go to the hospital, bring my violin, or if they have a piano, I play in the lobby. It really helps the patients, and patients do come around, especially the elderly, and they surround you and they listen.
Well, I think it takes a lot of courage to do what you're doing. I mean, following your heart and dreams ends up comprising a lot of different things. And I know you're going to medical school, or your plans for pre-med and then medical school. That's, you know, a very ambitious career to engage in. And then also, I mean, playing music professionally is daunting, but you'll be able to keep it as part of your life forever, too.
Now that I'm able to come back to the piano and actually touch it and realize that it's part of something that I can incorporate into my dream, or, you know, and make it part of other people's dream, I find it that it's easier to come back to it and actually accept, you know, touching it. You know, it's a nice feeling after you haven't played for 2 or 3 months to put your hands back on the keys and feel that familiar, you know, touch. It's really heartwarming.
That's great. Now, you're 16?
I'm 16, yes.
Great. Well, let's hear another piece. You have a more modern piece coming up. And is this one from of your own arrangement? Or?
No, this is actually not. This is from a Chinese TV show or something. And I like the melody. I like the lyrics to it, but haven't played it in quite a while, but I feel like it's a nice selection because it talks about how when you meet hardships that you have to stand back up and you have to be brave and face reality, but not just to, you know, shrug back.
Oh, it's good to know the theme of the song, so we'll listen and think about those themes as you play. Here again from North Allegheny High School is CeCe Tang.
Thank you.
Beautifully done. Would you like to acknowledge anybody or say hello to anybody?
Well, first, I would like to thank the Pittsburgh Concert Society for actually giving me the chance to come here. It's, you know, a very nice thing that they gave me the chance, and I agreed to come here before stopping piano lessons and then realizing that how important music is to me and coming back to it. So for them to keep on sending me emails, to keep on calling me and giving me this opportunity, it's something really wonderful that they do for young musicians.
Yeah, and you know, I think Joan is here first, and we thank her for representing the Pittsburgh Concert Society today. We have musicians of all levels of play during our 10 to 11 o'clock segment. Last week, it was cellists as young as 5, as old as, I think, about 10. Mm-hmm. There were 5 or 6 of them. We've also had college musicians and everybody in between. So there's always a home for you here. And we also frequently have students talking about their studies or their aspirations, hopes, and dreams. So expression comes in so many different forms. And, you've got so much ahead of you to figure out. Do you have any brothers and sisters?
I have two sisters. One is 6, the other one is 4. Realize I am 16. I'm more like half a mother to them sometimes.
I'll bet, yeah.
And part of the reason why I had to drop piano private lessons is, you know, it's for them, because our family, you know, we went through a lot of hardships in the past 2 years. I'm just going to say this, financially, we weren't very great off, and piano and violin was like a great sector of that money. So I had to choose to either, you know, take other opportunities away from my sisters, or, you know, be selfish, or just, you know, save that money for them. And college is coming up, so I had to save up for that too.
Well, that was very kind of you to do that. And, you know, it's it's hard to have to make those choices. And I see a lot of kids and adults too having to make choices like that, and also to think about career opportunities in terms of how easy it would be to find a job and how much that particular job might pay. There was a time, I think, when people did not think as much about those outcomes when choosing a college or a career path. And a lot of students are having to think in terms of dollars and cents like that too. So that's a very honorable thing to do. And you seem really at peace with that.
It was a hard decision. I had some, you know, problems with it. And that's when I stopped playing piano too. And that was the time where, you know, I shrugged away from music. But I realized that shrugging away wasn't doing me much good, so I came back to it. But like, for younger kids, for kids that still have the opportunity to go the way that they want to follow their dreams, I encourage them to do so, not to be influenced too much by what, you know, society thinks, what the money sign tells you to do, but more of, is this what your heart wants you to do? Because I would rather everybody in this world be happy with their future and with their career than, you know, going for that money symbol.
That's a good way of putting at it. And I think you are doing that, because you have made choices that give you peace and that give you a goal and a balance based on your family situation that is sensible to you. And that's an important part of being happy and being able to follow the dream that you've set out. Your dream maybe has changed a little bit, but you've done that in terms of the kind of person you are. So
dreams do change. When I was little, I wanted to be a fashion designer. I designed clothes for our fashion club still, but that's not going to happen. And then I wanted to become a, you know, a composer or something like that, you know, rearrange music like I do sometimes. But after realizing that medicine is something I can do too. After my grandpa and my grandma, my grandpa is an acupuncturist. He's been teaching me acupuncture. After I realized the miracles it could do, I realized that there can be many forms of a dream. And what your dream, like the best dream, is always the dream that incorporates your family.
Cece Tang is the voice of the young woman that you've just heard. She is from North Allegheny High School. And she's going into her junior year. We have one more piece from her. She's a young artist competition winner from Pittsburgh Concert Society. I think you're going to recognize this last piece before she plays it. It's our last opportunity to talk. Is there anything else?
I'd like to thank my parents and thank my two sisters, Lily and Ellie. If you're listening to this, better dance along.
Once again, here she is. Beautifully done. Thank you, Cece. It's really wonderful to have you here with us. And keep in touch, please. You've got a beautiful future ahead of you. It is now 26 minutes after 10 here at the Saturday Light Brigade.